It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
We talked this week about that, I guess, do you call it a celebrity? No, exhibition boxing match between Mayweather and Logan Paul, that YouTuber. Oh my God, someone told me the most frightening stat the other day, that Floyd Mayweather earned in that like 10-minute fight what Michael Jordan earned playing basketball. So not his endorsements and stuff, but like in his 15-year career.
Wow.
Like
the GOAT.
The GOAT. In 15 years, the same in a 10-minute because it
was
so widely advertised and everyone was jumping on board and people paying pay-per-view.
Yeah, classic. Floyd, I mean, he's a great fighter, but he's very smart.
Yes.
Very
and smart a lot of people are now saying, like, he's ruining his legacy because it's becoming a bit of a joke. Like, he's just doing things for money. And at the end of the day, if you can make $100 million in 10 minutes, mate, who cares what the haters are going to say about how you do it?
Well, no, my legacy.
Oh, my legacy.
So a lot of people saying to me when I did that on Friday, when I did that run, you know, in my undies.
Your legacy.
I was like, you're ruining your radio legacy.
Mate, the Alan Duckett name.
Yeah,
I feel like you need to get approval from the other Alan Ducketts when you do that sort of thing.
They're like, your dad's a highbrow reporter on a current affair.
Your
How dare
is,
you tarnish
you know,
his legacy?
A life-saving member of his community working at the hospital. Like, did you get her approval?
I did. No, I'll probably go home to no wife. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
And no
She's
dad.
She's going to change her name back.
Or he'll do a story on you.
Yes.
Hoons in Newcastle's downtown area have been running around in underpants, besmirching my name.
My name. Half of my name. But this is the thing. Off the back of that fight, the head of the UFC has come out. So obviously that was boxing, but now the UFC boss is getting involved, Dana White. And he is saying that wasn't an effing boxing match. Like I've said before, there's always going to be a market for that kind of stuff, but that's like not on. There's always going to be people willing to put down $50. And then he makes this throwaway comment. Think about this. Imagine if Kim Kardashian wanted to fight Amanda Nunes.
Hi, I'm Kim Kardashian West.
I thought you had to grab it from Amanda. Then I was like, God, you are fast on the buttons.
Yeah,
give me a bit of a recap who Amanda is.
Amanda Nunes is the most badass woman on the planet. She's never lost a fight. Big UFC fighter, obviously. Never lost. And she tears people apart within minutes. First round, second rounds, KOs, ground and pounds. Like, she is crazy.
She looks ferocious from having a look at some of the stills.
I think her name is the Cyborg. That's what they call her. Amanda Cyborg Nunes.
If she is partly robotic, though, that seems unfair.
That's a little bit Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator gear. Yeah. That's not fair against humankind.
But, like, I think she fought Ronda Rousey, knocked her out in the first round.
Wow.
Like, no woman on the planet can go toe-to-toe with her.
Jeez.
Why
well, he makes
Kim
this...
Kardashian fight her?
He makes this off-the-cuff comment, like, if it's just about money, imagine if these two wanted to go head-for-head. Kim K, you know, absolutely trumps Logan Paul when it comes to social media influence. Millions, millions, millions more followers. So imagine if these two wanted to pair up. Well, now Amanda has jumped on, seen what Dana White had said, and called out Kim K and said, hey, Kim Kardashian, let's do this, lol, and put a side-by-side pic of the two of them. Kim's in camo, so looks like she could be up for it.
Yeah. Lol, I will kill you.
I would pay to watch that fight. I would 100% pay to watch that fight.
I mean,
there have to be some rules, like no touching of the hair or face for Kim.
I can't imagine Kim would be like, you can't touch any, or booty, all the parts of her body she makes money from.
And Kim's quite big bosomed. Amanda and a lot of fighters, elite athlete females, not so.
Yes.
You know
is that
I mean?
An advantage or a disadvantage for Kim K?
Well, you tell me. If you got hit in the tip.
Do you know what? That hurts. That truly hurts. You'd think it'd be padding.
No sports bras thick enough.
No sports bras thick enough. Even I've got like ridiculous Victoria's Secret padded bras.
Yeah.
There is like a couple of inches of padding there.
Yeah.
You can feel every inch of a tit punch.
How much experience have you gotten being
tit punch?
Do you know when I went to an all-girls school, babe?
Tit
there
punch.
Was a little bit of tit punch.
Happy birthday, tit punch! Hey, y'all. So I was chatting to our boss during the week, and he informed me that his kids have hoodies. Do you know what hoodies are?
What's
are they the long hoodies?
Yeah, they're all the rage right now. Hadn't heard about them until Jace, our boss, told me about them.
Mm-hmm.
So his kids have the hoodies, and they're basically just, they're quite heavy. They're like a furry, long, they go down to your knees, look like a dress, and they have a hood over them, and it's just like a nice,
like
very warm.
Like a poncho?
Warm. Yeah, but it's warm.
Like a doona suit.
It's like a doona, exactly like that. It's a doona suit that's like furry.
Oh my God, that would weigh a ton.
It is quite
heavy.
Are
you meant to sleep in it?
Oh, you can if you want. You'd overheat.
Okay.
But you wear it around the house. Like you can wear it around the house when it's cold.
Oh, because a dressing gown flies open.
Exactly.
The ties of a dressing gown, not secure at all.
No.
Is it functional? Like, what sort of things can I do?
Oh, look.
Because it's like a dress. It's not something I have a lot of function.
Look, I'm not used to wearing dresses. The sleeves do get a bit baggy and stuff. Like last night when I was eating my Mayfield West, I was like knocking the chicken around and stuff when I was getting up. And I was like trying to get gravy in my sleeve.
Not
and
a fitted sleeve. Yeah, okay. No,
it is baggy. It's heavy though, you know. But anyway, when Jay said that, his kids had the hoodie. Morgan, I told Morgan, she wanted an hoodie so bad. So we ordered these hoodies online and they came yesterday.
Okay.
We posted a photo up on Nick Jestuck on Instagram. You're going to see a bit of a juxtapositioning here. You're going to see a man who was wearing an hoodie and then doing very manly things.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So we also went to Bunnings yesterday because, I mean, I needed to get a hatchet.
What's in your hoodie?
No. Oh. No. Went to Bunnings to get a hatchet. What's a hatchet? Just a small axe, mate.
Is it for throwing? If intruders come into your house, to protect your family like a real man?
I've got my throwing hatchets. This was just to chop my firewood. because the firewood we're getting doesn't fit my mini fire pit too much. It's not burning properly, even with all the fire starters in the world. So I need to be able to chop it up a bit. So anyway, we get all the wood, we get all that, and then the hoodies come. We're wearing the hoodie. And I went outside and I was like, this thing feels good. Look, I'm outside. I feel so warm in my hoodie. Like it was freezing.
Bottles in the heat.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to chop some wood. Not knowing that Morgan, my partner, was filming me, and you can see the video online now. I'm bent over in my hoodie, which has sloths all over it, outside chopping wood.
Wow!
With a tiny hatchet.
With a tiny hatchet, and I'm not doing a good chop. I'm like hacking at this piece of wood that's not chopping.
Mate, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you said the ring has changed you as a result of being married, and
that's right.
Your party shirt's starting to feel daggy when you're wearing the ring because you're married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you need the ring, but you've changed since getting married.
Yeah. I feel like you're one step away from Crocs. Oh. Gardening in your hoodie and your Crocs because you've gotten to that level now where you just don't care.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
It's all about
slope.
Comfort and functionality. Yeah. You've worked out, if I can chop wood in this thing, why would he ever need to take it off?
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at Nick Gill.
It's a slippery slope. Are you going to be like a formal hat fellow soon?
Oh, absolutely.
That's as far as you can go, I think.
Like a casual, like a golf hat?
Yeah, like which formal hat shall I wear today for my outing?
Oh, like Dr. Harry, the soft little peaked hat.
Yes.
Oh. Maybe a bowler or a trilby.
Look, all I'm saying is don't knock the hoodies until you try them. I mean, they're big for kids. They're not cheap. They're like $80 to $100. But get them online. Get an hoodie. Keep warm this winter, guys. And this isn't an ad. I pay for my hoodies. You know what I mean? And I paid for my hatchet too.
Oh, you'd like one step away from wearing pajamas to Coles. You know, those people who are just like, I'm comfy.
Could I wear my hoodie to Coles?
I think you're probably going to. Everyone keep an eye out. If you spot Ducko in the wild in his hoodie, send it to Nick and I. Needs to be shared. We want to know, what did your kid bust you doing, okay? After the...
Okay. Where's this going?
Yeah. Bear with me because the most fantastic video is going viral this week from a couple of days ago out of the UK. No details on... the mother or the daughter's name, but a mum has filmed her very, very upset little girl. She looks about maybe 3 or 4. She's very upset as she comes charging into the living room to confront her mum for throwing out her artwork.
The picture in the bin.
Pardon?
I made this picture for us.
Sorry, it must have been an accident. Must have thought it was something else. Sorry. Oh. Accident.
That's not kind.
It was an accident, I'm sorry.
And also you ripped it. You're going to be in trouble now.
You're going to be in trouble now. I love this little kid so much, but you can kind of see she doesn't show the camera at any point, but it does truly look like it's almost a blank piece of paper. I don't know what's on it, but it's... obviously wasn't fringe-worthy.
Yes.
Oh, Harriet is just learning, like, the very preliminary stages of doing letters. And she can kind of do an H, because that's what her name starts with. And then an E with about 18 little sticks poking out of it instead of 3. And she'll just do 4 of them on a page.
Just H-E, H-E.
And then want to peg it up on our little wires. And if you throw any of them out, She's at you.
Huh? Has she ever pulled something out of the bin? Has she ever caught you trying to crumple a piece of you know, calligraphy?
Oh, early days, we would chuck everything in the recycling. We'd just do big purges.
Yeah.
But now we've got a system where you put a peg up and then you put a picture over the top of it the same peg.
Okay.
For like 24, 48 hours. So they've forgotten about that. Then once you put them in bed, you've got to take it off the back of the peg, put in the recycling, then take the recycling out.
Yeah, get rid of the
and
evidence.
And that's the only way because they're not tall enough to look in the recycling.
I'd almost use the neighbour's bin.
100%.
Or burn that thing, mate.
Otis, as if he's not tall enough yet, he'd be getting close.
Oh, yeah, I know. But the burning thing, Ducko, you've got to be careful because at some point they might remember, and they have, that it's gone, and they'll ask where it is. And you still need to be able to have access to it just in case.
Just in case. So if it's in that window before the bins get collected, you'll go into the bin.
Yeah, but it's stuff it for because it's like, where's my tree? And it's just like this blob, which is red.
Yeah.
That's their tree. How am I supposed to know that's their tree? You know, unless you remember.
You're in trouble now.
I know.
Yeah, that's about, not like, kind.
What about kid busting you doing anything in the bedroom? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Has that happened to you? Have you guys come across that yet?
No, but I have had, they've come home and what they do is they burst through the front door and run in and just look for you.
Of course.
Oh, and you're
in the throes. I was on my own in the bathroom with some kitchen scissors cleaning up.
Whoa. You in the bathroom with some kitchen scissors?
Yeah.
Yourself.
Downstairs.
Oh.
Just a little snip snip.
Oh, little Jim's mowing.
I was going to say.
Little Jim's mowing.
There's better toys out there than scissors, mate.
Daddy, what are you doing? Throw the scissors down next to the toilet. Nothing.
Don't use his kitchen scissors, by the way.
Absolutely not. In that scenario, what's your first protocol? Getting rid of the scissors or pulling up?
Well, just closing the door. We have
closing the door
because,
also, that's good.
In behind them is our nanny.
Of course.
So they run in first and they want to see you. That's fine. But then you've got to get up with your pants down and quickly close the door so she doesn't come in as well.
Because she'll know what you're doing with the scissors.
Yeah, because I can just lie to them.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing? Origami.
What's with all those black things on the ground? Nothing.
I think the cat's been in here. We don't have a cat. We're getting a cat. We got a cat. It's outside. I love it.
Penny and Raymond Terrace, what happened?
Oh, hey, guys. It was last year and it was that time of year where I was getting some chocolate ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I did have one close encounter with a child coming out that I intercepted in time. But then I was tiptoeing around bedrooms, making sure they were asleep and thought, yep, I'm sweet, they're asleep, did my thing. And then the next morning I could hear the kids talking before I got out of bed and one of them was saying, I saw Mum in my room and she thought I was asleep and she was putting things around my room.
Oh, no.
You ruined it.
Oh, what sneaky little buggers. I'm going to pretend to be asleep. What's she up to?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a future spy.
I know. It's a classic move, though. Pretend to be asleep.
Yeah.
Get all kinds of intel.
Yeah. Tell your brothers and sisters. Ashley's in Stockton. Good morning, Ash.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. What did your kid bust you doing?
They came in while I was eating the rest of their Easter egg chocolate and they found the wrapper.
Okay, so this is my stash for the rest of the couple of weeks or whatever and you're just there chowing down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I ate it all.
Okay, good. Finish it. Hard the evidence, obviously.
Because, we're at an awkward stage now where Otis is, like, reasonable at counting.
Yeah.
And so if he knows that he had 7 Easter eggs, they would all be accounted
for
him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't really do it anymore. Back in the day, it used to be when the Easter Bunny came, laid out all the eggs, they could have 50 of them. You give them 2 and they're like, they're all gone, guys. Okay.
Suckers.
On with my day.
I just want one on the text line, though. 0488-881069. Daniel says, I was at home on the computer and my kids asked me why the lady had no clothes on.
I mean, this is why the man cave needs a locking door.
Yes,
kind of the kids running in. Julie on the text line 0488-881069 says, my kids caught me asleep while watching a video of their ballet performance for the 14th time.
Oh, that's wholesome.
I think you can just be honest there.
Like, I know.
You
ballet.
Suck at ballet. Like,
it's nice
I'm not
once.
You know what I mean? How ruthless are you with your kid when they're doing something that young? You know what I mean?
Give up. Ballet's not for you, kids.
It's not for you. It's not for me either because I'm bored watching it.
If you don't know, Origin, Wednesday night, we had a bet between, us, Jess, the Blues supporters, and the idiot Marone, Ducko.
The diehard Queenslander who, They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose.
Yeah. Now, the bet was that whoever lost had to go out in their budgie smugglers today in the cold and run down the street in public. And so we cross now to Ducko, who is doing just that on Hanel Street, mate. Where are you?
Mate, look, it's cold. It is cold. Got a Hanel and Throsby Street. We're live now and hit Newcastle. I'm going to do shit. The shirt's coming off.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. I'm pressing the traffic light. Do you guys want me to de-pant?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a shirtless run, babe. It was to be in your maroons undies.
I'm de-panting.
De-panting. If you are coming along the Wickham area, Hanel Street, kind of near the Albion is where he's going to start.
But, yeah.
He's probably going to move quick in this cold.
Hold my pants in there. How do I look, ladies? How do I look?
Oh, you look really good.
I feel really good.
You look really good.
Yeah, it's really cold, okay? okay.
Keep moving, mate. Now, if you want to watch this, you can see it on Hit Newcastle's Instagram page. We are going live with Ducko's buns, and a lot of guys out there want to see it.
You're filming me too.
Did you have a moment to give him something to stuff down the?
No, I'm got nothing down my pants. Hold on, who are you, mate? Who have we got here?
Michael,
how am I looking? Bit light on in the package, or?
I could probably send put a label on you and send you back to
Quentin.
Hey, yes, Michael.
Okay, the light's green. I'm crossing. There's a bit of traffic built up here. I'm just two camera people and me walking. I'm getting some weird looks by families. I'm not going to lie to everybody.
Oh, I apologise for the small children who have to witness.
Oh, there's many people. How are you doing?
But 8:47, the Friday before
I'm
on
bad
the weekend.
For her. She's not listening to it. You're probably listening to another station. Sorry, this will make no sense. Okay, I'm going to cross down. I'm coming down. Hey, I'm on the job now. How are my peaches looking? How are peaches?
I feel for our poor producer who has to chase him down the street filming this.
It feels like about 2 degrees. Oh, there we go. 2 degrees. Hello, buddy. Welcome. I've never hated Queensland more in my life. That's amazing.
What was that score again, Ducko? 50-6?
Oh, it's cold. I've got not a lot showing on the front.
Now,
how
much foot traffic is around you at the moment, Ducko? Is it mainly cars just looking at you bewildered? Oh, gosh.
Have we lost him?
We've lost him.
Has he gone into the water?
He did say he was harbourside.
Oh, gosh.
You got me?
Oh, there
got
you
back
is.
Up, thank goodness.
How much foot traffic are we contending with, Ducko?
Hey! Someone's just yelling out up the blues. A truck's just turning me. Oh, there's no foot traffic now.
Thank
it's
goodness.
It's coming in waves of cars running. I'm on the marathon all the way back to the station, guys. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm getting a lot of weird waves, a lot of dudes as well, getting a lot of interest from the male community. Thank
you. Well, I mean, that's a standard for you, Dal.
a few truckies as well giving me weird looks.
Your parents and your wife must be so proud in this moment.
So proud of me, my new wife. Thank you. I'm Queensland. Why did they lose by so much? It's really cold. We're getting closer down to Honeysuckle Drive, down to that intersection of the little traffic light.
Jess has gone to the window to try and see if she can actually see you down Honeysuckle Drive. Oh, yeah. There's a few boys on a crane down Honeysuckle Drive. They're looking your direction as well.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, from all angles, we're getting a great show.
Yeah, this is, I'm a bit light on the package at the front on, as you might have heard one of the lovely gentlemen.
As you keep mentioning, Ducko.
Yeah. I just want everyone to know it's not normally like this. This is very cold, yes.
My best shrinkage. Bit of shrinkage, in the weather.
And you know what? Oh, I love you too. Well, I'm going to want to support, actually. Okay, hi. Oh, I'm getting a lot of support here. Thank you. I'm actually getting no abuse held at me. I feel like I'm one of those people on the corners that cleans windows. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
see if you can
squeegee.
Make yourself a couple of bucks. You've got a point of difference. You're not wearing clothes.
He's like, you got our station on in there? No, she doesn't. You're listening to us? You are. You got your thumbs up. Okay, good on you. Excellent. Here's the big fella. Yes! Oh, I nearly hit a pole. There's a traffic pole there. Get over on. I'm going to shake my cheeks. Oh, God. I'm twerking on the corner of Honeysuckle, baby. This is the most demoralizing thing I've ever done in my career.
It really sounds like you're enjoying it. I'm sorry. This sounds like you're having way too much fun.
All right. Well, Ducko, I think you've fulfilled the bet.
Oh,
well done.
Agree.
Thank you so much.
Many a hoot, many
now?
A honk.
Can I go home?
You can, you. Mate.
Put that dressing gown back on.
Oh, Joel, I wish I had my hoodie right now.
Now, just to seal off, for Origin 2, I think it's on the 27th, maybe, are you going to back Queensland again?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'm back Queensland. There's the guy. That guy's wearing Queensland jersey, tootin' me. We're still in numbers. We will rebuild. We will rebuild. Oh, God, there's a guy coming down actually now walking. Doesn't look like he's listening to our station, but he's crossing the road. He's avoiding me.
Oh, you become that guy people cross the road for. Oh, no. Quickly put a dressing gown on.
Go to a song or something. Get me out of here.
Well done, mate. See you later. Put some clothes on, eh?
You would have seen this story out of Stockton. It's really shocked the nation. A 61-year-old grandmother shot at her front door at Queen Street in Stockton on Wednesday night around 7:50 p.m. Apparently a massive manhunt is underway to find the killer. But to get the latest on the story, we go to Daily Telegraph journo Emily Burley. Em, thanks so much for your time this morning. Firstly, can you give us the details of the case if anyone has missed it?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it is one of those stories that really stops you in your tracks. It's a shocking one. A woman fired at with a shotgun at her front door on Wednesday night. As you said, a lot of people would have been out or at home tuned into Origin, but this woman's been gunned down. It emerged throughout the course of yesterday that that woman was actually 61-year-old Stacey Klimovich. Now, if you are from the Stockton area, you probably know the name and know the face. She was well known as a junior swimming teacher. She taught the littlies how to swim for the first time at Stockton Swimming Centre. So a really, a well-known and well-loved woman. There's not anyone who would say a bad word about her. Yesterday, as we spoke to people in the community, as I said, gunned down at her front door. She'd answered the door, had a quick argument with somebody, is the witness accounts, was shot once in the chest, died immediately from that gunshot wound. That person took off on foot, police believe, and there haven't been any arrests made in this crime. Now, there is a manhunt underway, as you said, but police have assured us the community isn't at risk. It was a targeted shooting. They are treating it as domestic related, so they do have people in mind for who this might have been. But as I said, no arrest has been made as yet in relation to the murder.
Mm-hmm. And do you know if the arrest hasn't been made as a result of not being able to put enough evidence in to be able to make that arrest, or if they just literally haven't been able to find them yet for whatever reason?
It is my understanding. It's tricky with what we can say while this investigation is ongoing and the police are putting the pieces together. They do have somebody in mind. No arrests have been made, but it's putting the pieces together and that evidence, as you said, for police.
And Liz, I mean, she was a big part of the Stockton community, as you mentioned, and Stockton is such a close-knit community. Does anybody in the Stockton community, sort of know any more? Have they come forward and actually said anything? Because it feels hard to understand that nobody would know anything.
There have been people come forward. It's one of those things, and this is often the case in domestic violence, that there are two different accounts. Some people are saying she's the happiest she's ever been. She did have an 8-week-old grandson. So some people say, it was a really lovely time in her life. Other people have said she was receiving threats. So as is often the case of domestic violence, we might not tell people what we're going through. We keep those things under wraps, which is unfortunate. But there is the suggestion that somebody had been threatening harm against Stacey in the lead up to her death.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's horrific, isn't
it? It's so horrific. It's really rocked me, this one. It's just so horrible that, as you said, 7:50 is families, neighbouring families.
Origin
well, her night. Family was just sitting down to enjoy a peaceful evening. This can happen. And your grandmother can be stolen from you like that. It's just, and now the whole Stockton community, to be honest, I think the whole Newcastle and Hunter community has just been rattled. It's really quite awful. As with all conversations like this, if you do need help, 1-800-RESPECT is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. But of course, we can see here that the police are urging anyone with CCTV or dash cam footage to come forward also.
That's right. And they're not just talking about around 8 p.m. that night. If anybody witnessed anything that day or in the lead up, if there was someone around the street acting suspiciously, running, if anyone witnessed an argument with between Stacey and somebody else in the days or weeks beforehand, that's the sort of stuff they're looking for. Any little piece of information, you might not think it's significant, but if you can contact police, let them know. That'll certainly assist them in their investigation.
Absolutely.
All right. Emily Burley, the Daily Telegraph journalist, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Do ya or don't ya tie your shoes with bunny ears? Yesterday, we were talking about the everyday things that you can't do. Jess, you admitted that you didn't do the loop around method.
No, like, and I call that the grown up way.
Yeah.
Because mine just feels so primary school. But Ducca, you revealed you too are bunny ears.
I too am not a grown up.
100%. Yeah. Producer Sophie, who we knew wasn't a grown up, but also just confirmed she does the bunny ears. But maybe the tide is shifting. And we should stop calling it the primary school method because, yeah, it seems a little bit divided online.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying, is there any other way to do it?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I didn't know there was another way.
Seriously? Justin said, I don't, but my 8-year-old does. Nah. Love it. Oh. Thank you for solidarity with the 8-year-old. So we're going to ask the question, do you don't you do bunny ears? Rochelle is in Madawi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you don't you tie your shoes with the bunny ears method?
I do.
Excellent. How old are you?
22.
Not in primary
school. My husband also does the bunny ears.
Excellent.
But we have a 6-year-old in kindergarten and the teachers are teaching them the loop, swoop and pull method.
Oh,
wow. So it's very confusing because I could not tie my shoes like that if I tried.
Yes.
But my 6-year-old is literally outsmarting us every day.
You'll be getting lessons from your 6-year-old.
And just quickly, if we could go back to Rochelle, I'm just forming a theory in my head here. Might be terrible. Rochelle, do you say H or H?
H.
Very good. All right. Okay, Hayley in Toronto. Do you, don't ya, tie shoes with your bunny ears?
Don't ya.
Oh. Don't ya. You're a grown up, Hayley.
I am, but I learned to do it the other way, and now I can't do it. I can't do the bunny ears now.
Oh, I couldn't really do the bunny ears either, Hayley.
I could as a kid.
You could as a kid.
100% I could. That's how I learned.
Yes, yes.
And now I'm trying to teach my own kids. And I'm like, let's YouTube it. Much easier. So my kids are learning from YouTube because they can't get the grown-up way because they're 6 and 9.
Yep, yep. So, well, Billy's a great teacher.
We failed under
my students.
And you were very patient.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's
patient
nice.
But terrible at teaching. And Hayley, you a H or an H-er?
Pardon?
Do you say H or H?
H. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Never noticed that.
H. Yeah. Okay. No one's ever noticed it. No one cares about it.
Cassidy's in Cessnock. Yeah. Hey, Cass.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you don't your bunny ears?
I do the bunny ears.
Do the bunny ears. Very good.
Okay.
Not in primary school.
Not in primary school.
Right. H or H, Cassidy?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, you guys can ask it too. H or H, Cassidy?
We don't
care. Cassidy.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
H or H?
H.
Mm-hmm. 100% so far.
Josh in Lochinvar, do you don't you do the bunny ears?
Yeah.
Don't ya.
And
don't
do
ya.
You say H instead of H?
I mean, that's not the question, man. Everyone's getting confused now. This is just...
Josh, do you say H or H?
No.
H.
Yeah.
H. He's okay. Just trying to say that people,
I
you
get what
get
he's
it.
Doing.
You
get
it.
It's 100% so far. You both H's and you do the bunny ears.
Yep.
I'm an H-er, do the loop.
But what
does
that got
to
do with
bunny
each other? It's not Venn diagram.
What are you saying, we're dumb?
It's
is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I'm
are
just
you
saying,
saying
that
we're not as good as you?
No, what are you saying?
Yeah, all I'm saying is that so far there is a 100% correlation between people who say H.
What does that matter?
I don't. I'm saying correlation, not causation.
Well, then
Jamie.
Yes. Hello.
Great. Thank you. Do you don't you use bunny ears when you tie your shoes?
No. Nah. Wasn't taught that way. Can't do them that way. You can't get your shoe tight enough if you do it that way.
So true.
Oh, see, no, I disagree.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
See, we were taught. We weren't even taught with a pair of shoes. We had an old shoebox.
What?
And we had an old shoebox.
Yeah.
And they put like a shoelace in it, and that's how we learned how to tie a shoelace.
So instead of giving you an example on an actual shoe, your teacher got a shoebox and thread a lace through that.
What year was
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Good old time.
You ride your horse and
No.
What year were you at school?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Is that a Windale thing?
No.
We just wear songs around here. We don't need shoelaces.
Don't need shoelaces. I
don't know if it's a do or a don't you, or if it's a H or an H. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah. I think it's a... you do whatever you like.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low point of the week on the show.
You've got to be long phalanges. You've got to be careful with those.
Number three.
In the bottom three, we always like to keep you guessing. And this week is no different as we cover adult toys, poop and... is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and adult toys again. Let's start with... adult toys. When Jolie called to talk about where her daughter got her finger stuck.
My daughter ended up, we had to walk into hospital with a helmet stuck to her finger.
A helmet?
Because she got bored in the car and decided to see how far she could get her middle finger in the little hole in the top.
And what did I do to get it off? I didn't have to cut the helmet.
Yeah. Butter. Did you ever try butter, Jolie?
Oh, yeah.
Lather that thing up?
Oh, we tried everything. Her father even came out with lube to try.
Where did you get that from, Jolie?
Right. Top drawer, obviously. Bedside table.
Did they ask what that was?
Go and get Daddy's thing from the top drawer. It comes out with handcuffs and the lube. Which one do you want?
Number two. Keeping it classy now, we move on to when Nick revealed a little too much about his toilet habits.
So the story goes, a girl called Kaya had a friend who's in a bathroom, and there was clearly a sign above the flush button that said, make sure you press both buttons at the same time.
The poo and the wee?
Well, I think the half flush and the... Well, yeah, is that what you call them? The poo and the wee button?
What do you call them?
Half flush, full flush.
I mean, it means the same thing.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes what do you call them?
Yeah, poo and the wee. Yeah.
Sometimes I do it, you know, dry poop, and I'm like, that only needed half...
No, you've always got to go full if you're doing a two. Don't be doing that. That's a do you, don't you?
Oh, my God. No wonder the toilets here are always clogged.
Yeah, but you never get the brush out and clean it either, you psycho.
What's a dry?
Oh, mate, there was so much to dig down on that.
Let's get back to Kaya.
No, I don't know what a dry. I know you eat a lot of fibrous muesli of a morning.
You know, one that's not going to... skid much.
A ghosty.
Yeah.
A clean. Cleaning.
Is that why you're in and out in 45 seconds? Because you're not wiping.
You go way too fast.
Or flushing.
And finally, oh boy, Danny L from Warrabrook playing Alpha Bucks. In Danny's defense, you don't have much time to get your guesses out, so you have to say whatever comes to the top of your head. But this guess has gone straight to Alpha Bucks Hall of Fame.
Starting with the letter D, name something you do with a partner.
Dancing.
A month.
December.
A toy.
A dildo.
You're lucky that I could keep going.
She peaked it, dildo. One of the great, responses.
Yeah, toy.
You can hear her go, don't say.
No, good for you.
It is a toy.
We didn't say a kid's toy. We just said a toy.
So 50 bucks. Well done.
You know what you can get with 50 bucks?
Wow, not a good one.
Oh, can't you?